Sometimes we choose dogs. Sometimes they choose us. The latter is true in the case of this next story. And if you are a dog lover, even if you're not, prepare to have your heart melted. It all began earlier this month on the edge of the Amazon rainforest in Ecuador. A Swedish team of trekkers were competing in the Adventure Racing World Championship. Adventure Racing tests teams of four contestants for up to 10 days of nonstop racing in the disciplines of trekking, mountain biking, kayaking, and navigation. But the Swedish team ended up with a fifth team member, a scruffy stray yellow dog they named Arthur. Michael Lindnord is the captain of Team Peak Performance. He's back in Sweden. Tell us about Arthur and where you first met him.
This was a transition area between biking and trekking into the jungle. And I didn't pay attention to this dog that was walking around. And I thought it was looked like really, really, really bad. So I felt really sorry for him. So I gave him a meatball that I was eating myself. So that was the first, impression. But then we walked out to this jungle trek. The dog was continuous following us. We checked our backpacks for more food, and we find this 2 cans of soft food. We took like 1 bite each, and then Arthur, we just gave everything rest to Arthur because he was like really exhausted.
So you started feeding him. It kind of seems at that point he's not going to go away. You can't shoo him away anymore.
Exactly. And we were in the middle of the jungle, and it's like if you haven't feed him, I'm not sure he will make it, So yeah. we were feel like, okay, Arthur, you are with us, so we need to feed you. So we fed everything, actually the real food we had, we gave to Arthur.
How did he get the name? Where's the name come from?
The name come from, the movie King Arthur?
Yeah.
Because that's how the dog Arthur is. He's like a calm. When we travel to a lot of other villages, the other dogs was like, wah, 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 screaming and attacking.
Not
and
very like, pleasant.
Yeah, but he was just standing in the middle, like silent and still, like.
Your team did not win the event in Ecuador. In fact, it may even be likely you were slowed down by taking Arthur with you. He got stuck in the mud at one point, and you had to kind of really focus your attention on him.
This mud was super sticky, so we were stuck kind of all the time. But, he was no disadvantage to have him on the trek. But on the paddling, it was not the case, though.
The kayaking.
Yeah.
And what happened when you had to kayak?
And we start paddling like 5-6 meters, and then Arthur just jumped in the water. And I remember the staff personnel said, "Oh, you can't bring the dog; it's too dangerous." We were like, "Okay, what should I do?" You can't reject the dog that put in so much energy in you. It's like it felt like he was one of the team members, and we didn't like to let him down. So I took him up in the boat. And I remember, like, there was a lot of people on the shore, and they were like, "Oh, he's taking the dog," it's like, so, but at the moment, we were like, okay, we're taking this dog, and we just continued paddling, and it was not easy, because, he's get shivering, so, like, We were also shivering, of course, but I had my Gore-Tex jacket, so I put my Gore-Tex jacket over him.
Well, I kind of tipped to the end of the story, Michael. Where is Arthur now?
Arthur is in Sweden. Not really with me yet because he need to be in quarantine when he came now because he'd been a street dog. He need times to recover because he had this wound in his back that was really deep and he had like worms. It's not that the dog you take to a competition. Look how nice this dog is. It's like, it's Arthur.
Yeah, not a show dog, but can I just say, cutest dog of the year competition.
Yeah, probably.
Michael Lindnord, the captain of Team Peak Performance. He's also now the proud owner of a sweet little mutt named Arthur. We have photos of their adventures in the Amazon and also pictures of Arthur's journey to his new home in Sweden, all at PRI.org. Michael, great to meet you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.